here. Bless those who are here, our families, and everyone here in this county on this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Pray in Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a couple of items on the agenda this morning on this special meeting. And for item number one, we're going to canvass the returns for the November 6th general election and certify the results. We have here with us this morning Mr. Rockwell. I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's okay if y'all give me a minute to look those precinct returns early over, then I'll read the totals for the record.
Leonard, I just got, just because I'm curious, when you indicate a straight party vote, would that also take into consideration someone who checked the straight party box and then made a couple of changes within the body of the votes deviating from that straight party? Would that still be considered a straight party vote? Or does it have to be a 100% pure straight party vote to be noted on here as a straight party?
Right. That means they voted straight party all the way. If they deviated and voted, say if they marked one party and then deviated and marked somebody else, that would not be a straight party vote. That would be, but these are straight party votes all the way.
Would it be counted as a straight party of ballot, or would that other alteration in the ballot be recorded?
Well, for this report here, like this report here, the straight party, those are ballots that voted straight party. I mean, you know, they if they deviated, they might have voted straight party except for one race. Well, that one race disallowed it from being counted as a straight party.
Okay, so it took precedent over the straight party.
Right.
But if you check this locked box up there for straight Republican, this would count as a straight Republican voter or Democratic vote, would it not? If you voted straight party and checked that box, even though you went and marked somewhere else, would that not count that as a straight? You saw what I'm saying? At the top of that ballot where it says Republican Party or Democratic Party, if you check that box, but then you went down here and voted for somebody, would it not count that up there as a straight party?
I'll double check that be for sure, but I'm thinking that it has to be all for that party to be counted as a straight party. But I'll check and find out for sure. But
I think it would be a straight party if you check that box up there and went through that machine.
Okay. Well, I'll find that. I'll be for sure.
I don't think it's accepted if you done a straight party and then mark another down below or on another side. I don't think it would accept the ballot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? What do you say?
Yeah, you can mark.
I mean, straight just party and then mark another party on another one. It wouldn't accept the ballot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we test that all the time. That's one of the tests that we do. You don't, when you mark straight party and then you decide in a race that you want to vote for that person, that party, it will accept it.
Right.
and be for sure, if it's counted a straight party, you vote for another party. Okay, the summary of precinct returns, this is a total of all votes. Straight party Republican, 2,628. Straight party Democrat, 1,893. Libertarian, 52. Green party, 12. Federal presidential and vice president, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, 6,084. Obama Biden, 2,648. Johnson Gray, 62. Stein, whatever it is. 29. We had Rocky Anderson Rodriguez, 20 write-ins. Thaddeus Bailey, 11 write-ins. I made this out. I had to come go back and get the pull the write-ins out, so I didn't indicate it, but that's the write-ins were 31, and that's how the write-ins broke down. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, 5,401. Paul Sadler, 3,091. John J. Myers, 121. David B. Collins, 55. U.S. Representative, District 4, Ralph M. Hall, 5,846. Valenda Hadcock, 2,581. Thomas Griffin, 193. Fred Rostick, 5. Railroad Commissioner Chris Craddock, 5,177. Dale Henry, 2,986. Vic Wall, 106. Chris Kennedy, 145. Railroad Commission on expired term, Barry Smitherman, 5,726. James Perez, 971. Josh Wendell, 349. Don Willett, Justice Supreme Court Place 2, Don Willett, 5,958. Roberto Couch, 1,052. Justice Supreme Court Place 4, John Devine, 5,731. Tom Oxford, 993. Charles E. Waterbury, 324. Justice Supreme Court Place 6, Nathan Hatch, 4,968. Michelle Petty, 3,043. Mark Ash, 252. Jim Chisholm, 112. Presiding Judge, Court of Criminal Appeals, Sherry Keller, 5,117. Kenneth Hampton, 3,022. Lance Scott, 230. Justice Criminal Appeal Place 7, Barbara Parker Harvey, 5,735. Mark Bennett, 1,263. Justice Court Appeal Place 8, Elisa Key, 5,471. William Bryan Strange, 1,484. Member of State Board of Education, District 9, Thomas Radler, 691 for Sherry Little. State Senator Kevin Eltite, 5,449. Stephen Russell, 3,045. State Representative District 5, Brian Hughes, 6,354. Court 6, Sixth Court of Appeals, Place 2, Bailey Mosley, 5,539. Frank Supersinski, 2,763. District Judge, 76. Judicial, Danny Woodson, 6,478. District Attorney, Charles Bailey, 5,600. County Attorney, John Mark Coburn, 5,793. Sheriff Tim Ingham, 5,992. County Tax Assessor, Judy Cook, 5,922. County Commissioner, Precinct 1, Albert T. Riddle, 1,257. Don Boggs, 1,038. County Commissioner, Precinct 3, Philip Hinton, 977. Dana Applewhite, 870. Constable, Precinct 1, 3, and 4, Chris Durant, 4,357. Constable, Precinct 2, Gleevy Johnson, 1,384. Also gave you a breakdown by precinct, total precinct for Baldwin County.
Wait, is there up there's eight?
Call for approval.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday to approve the results of the general election. Second by Commissioner Fields. Anyone else have a question or comment? Thank you, Leonard. All those in favor say aye. Appreciate it.
I'd just like to let y'all know that this time we had about a 56.2% turnout. 2008, we had a little over 60% turnout. We had 8,896 total votes this year, 10,303 last year.
You mean 4 years ago?
4 years ago. I'm sorry, 4 years ago in 2008. It was different, but we had a little. I think we still had a good turnout, but it was, you know, a little bit less than, about 4% less than what we did in 2008. Also, we did have a state inspector with us this time. I'm expecting a report probably a month or two before we get the report, but when we get it, I'll be glad to share it with y'all. But I'm expecting not anything negative, because our judges really did a good job on this election. We had very few problems. I had one printer that messed up, but couldn't get the, had to reload the drivers in it twice. Had to call the vendor, get the drivers emailed me, and load the drivers a couple of times. But other than that, we had a really good turnout, and I just want to say that our judges did a really good job, and I want to commend the both county chairs for doing a good job and getting the judges together and helping me get the training done, that they were able to carry out the job and do a good job. In December, late on, and a lot of part of December will be purging the roads, and I think because of the good job that judges did this time, we're going to have less people purged than any time since I've been here. I just want to show you just a little bit of this is about a fourth of what we got during this election. These are people that have moved, needed to re-register, change the address, and you can come out of this is about a fourth of what we got. I mean, they did a good job, so that's what caused people to be purged from the rolls. They move and don't notify us an address. When they end suspension for two cycles, then the state purged them from the rolls. So our judges did a good job in, you know, looking to see if they were suspense voters and getting to fill new cards out. So we got a lot of work to do. This is about a little about half of what we got to do. So I just want to
tell me again, how does a person get purged from the rolls?
Okay.
Failing to vote for two cycles?
Not failing to, if they move. If you move, and what happened when you move, every 2 years we send a new voter registration certificate out. If that certificate returned to the office and we're required by law to send out a address confirmation notice with the postage supplied. If we send that out to the voter and get no response in 30 days, they go into suspense. So they still can vote, but every time they come to vote, the election judge notes that there's an S by their name that's supposed to ask them to fill one of these cards out, so that we get the correct address and we can, you know, remove that suspension from your name. And if that doesn't happen, if somebody come in to vote and they say, oh, I know him, he hadn't moved, and just let him vote and don't fill a card out, he stays in suspense. And when that happened for two federal elections, then they automatically gonna be purged from the rolls if they don't fill one of these cards out and let us know they've moved. But as I said, this time, all the judges did a good job, and I think that we're going to have less people to purge from the rolls, because when we get them re-registered and get, you know, everything straightened out, they want to be purged from the rolls because they won't be in suspend. So I just wanted to note that the judges did a really good job, and we appreciate both of the chairs for, you know, getting some good people and helping us get the training done, and they was able to do a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
consider and possibly approve entering into a contract with Half Associates, Inc. for right-of-way acquisition services related to the Hart's Bluff State Highway 1402 widening project. If you didn't know what went on between today and last week, you wonder why are we considering this when a week ago, or less than a week ago, we opted to table this. Brief recap, the afternoon, last Tuesday afternoon, just a few hours after our Commissioner's Court meeting, I received a call from Bob Radcliffe who said, basically, we want to let this project, and we're certainly intending to let this project late next summer, and we have to have certain things accomplished, finished by April of 2013 in order for us to continue with the assumption that we're going to let in August. And if we can't check all the appropriate boxes that these items have been done in April, then we're going to have to get bumped off of that August letting. And if we get bumped from that August letting, we don't really know when this project might come up again. We certainly don't want to delay this project any longer. My first call then was to Mr. Riddle to explain the situation here. He graciously said, you know, I would certainly like to be involved in this. I was counting on it, but in light of the fact that we do need to move forward quicker and to avoid costing us some 6 weeks of time if we were to wait until after the first of the year. In fact, it could have been even longer than that. We needed to go ahead and move forward with this selection process. Spoke with Commissioner Hockaday, who had made the motion to table this, and he was okay with it, and Mr. Riddle was okay. So I did report back to Mr. Radcliffe that we would put this back on the agenda and that we would try to get it back moving forward so as not to delay us. We do not, again, want to risk jeopardizing the time frame on this job. So I have moved to the point where we can hear from Commissioner Boggs about why he is choosing Half Associates. If we can get this approved today, then I'm hoping that we can get the ground running on this. I know we've got at least one landowner, Mr. Duncan, who is going to be involved in a relocation, and he is anxiously awaiting an opportunity to begin discussions with whoever we choose to do this, because for several reasons, not only his age, his wife's age, but he's got several things that are going to dramatically impact this gentleman, who I think is 80 years old, and so he sure hopes that the process can begin quickly. So I'll be quiet. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Boggs. Do you have anything that you want to tell us about this to help us make this decision today?
Well, from what I spoke on last Tuesday, how it was selected for their submittal of their state report.
education service, condemnation support services. And it looks to me like the total here is expected not to exceed $97,900. Under what circumstances could it be more or less than this?
Well, if everyone settles on the appraised value and the negotiations, then commendation support services and commendation post-right of agent 49 would not be necessary.
And in what case could it be, could it exceed this?
I don't anticipate any way to exceed this. The option we would have is whether to employ our own legal representation for condemnation services or use them, which their fees are included.
So $97,900 is the not to exceed total cost of the acquisition of these nine parcels.
Judge, you might also say that this money's already in the bank. It's been in there since 05, 06, somewhere in there. And it's all that primary acquisition out there. So we've had the money come
out. Including costs such as this?
Yes.
This company is out of Dallas. Is that what you said the other day?
Actually, it's Richards.
Richardson, okay. Do you have any idea of when they could begin if we were to approve this today?
Tomorrow.
All right. I don't have any further questions. Does anyone have any questions? Comment?
Make a motion to approve the entry into the contract with Half Associates.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to enter into this contract. Did you say enter into negotiation? Did you say go ahead and enter into the contract? I may have misheard you. This is, again, not to begin negotiation. The negotiation process has been completed. We are prepared today with this motion to actually enter into the contract with Half Associates. So I have a motion. Second by Commissioner Boggs. Any further questions, Vice Chair? All those in favor of entering into a contract with Half Associates for right-of-way acquisition services on the Harts Bluff 1402 Widening Project, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Never mind. Thank you, Commissioner, for handling this and the work that you did to arrive at this conclusion. We certainly hope to have a pleasant experience in this and to do it the best way that we can and hopefully end up with landowners that are they're at least reasonably happy with what we've done. Mr. Duncan, is that correct? Is he the only one that will be relocated on this?
Well, I think there's a house that's right adjacent to him that will have to be addressed.
Two houses, right? He owns both the houses.
Okay. The text op will be handling all relocations. County will not have to do that.
Explain that. How do you separate that function from this function?
Well, they will provide money for locating relocations to find another home.
Okay. If he is, of course, I'm just asking these questions based on questions he's asked me, so that's something I didn't know. This company right here will not be the one responsible for giving him money to build a house, buy a house.
So this company will never be responsible for giving money. I mean, it's our money.
east side, it's just the school.
Schools on the east side.
Schools on the east side.
Not doing anything on the east side.
But we're not gonna have to buy anything on the east side.
It's like it went down the court, man, on that side over there.
So even though there's nine parcels on the valley now?
Of course, they, you know, both parcels could be on the same piece of land, like I said. I think Mark Keller owns probably the majority of it.
Lawrence.
Smith.
Lawrence.
Mark.
Lawrence.
Mark, whichever.
Okay. This is the office I look at, because I know we've worked on this for a long time, and I'm glad to see it getting going, because if you've ever been on Clark's Bluff Road, at 7:30 to 8:00 in the morning, it is a very dangerous situation out there. We're very fortunate and blessed over the years not to have somebody hurt.
All right, we're done, as far as I know.
Motion, Chairman.
Motion by Commissioner Dockman, second by Commissioner Mitchell, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.